All right, let's focus now on the fire at Charlotte Makleke Hospital, where patients had to be evacuated. It now turns out that there weren't functioning hydrants. There was no smoke detection or sprinkler system. In fact, it seems we're lucky the fire didn't spread to the entire hospital. We're joined now by Mutalatale Modiba, who's the head of communications for Gauteng Health. A very good morning to you, and I really appreciate your time and talking to us this morning.
Good morning, Bongani, and your listeners.
Was this a case of negligence as far as Charlotte Makleke is concerned?
I think let's start here, Bongani, by first appreciating the fact that all patients have been safely moved to other facilities, and appreciate the work that has been put in by all stakeholders, including your emergency personnel, the healthcare workers, the clinicians, just to ensure the safe movement of patients from the facility to other alternative facilities. And I think it will be important to indicate before I come to your question that we have set up a provincial hotline at this stage to allow for interaction between family members that might be wanting to establish where their loved ones are, and also to allow us to be able to make calls to family members just to inform them of where their loved ones are.
What's that number?
The number is 0800-228827. 0800-228827. Then there's also another number. It's 0800-Gauteng. It's got an additional number on it. So the numbers are 428-8364. So it's got one number extra. It's not a mistake. That's how the number is.
Okay, 0800-Gauteng. Yeah, 0800-Gauteng will be helpful. 0800-22... let me just go through those numbers again. 0800-228827, 0800-428-8364. All right, we obviously appreciate that you were able to evacuate these patients, but really the question is, they should never have been put at that kind of risk in the first place.
I think we have to appreciate that accidents do happen, especially in the type of environment that we work in. At this point in time, we would be speculating if we say we know what the cause of the fire is.
Sure.
What we do know is that there was a fire in one of the storage areas, and which is adjacent, which is close to the parking area and so forth. And that fire, emergency services had to respond to it. As we speak now, an investigation has already commenced. As of yesterday, the site was handed over to the fire safety investigation officer to then commence with the investigation that will then help us establish as to the cause of the fire. And linked to that, there is also various other teams that are on site to also look into the matter. Your structural engineers that will also look at issues of the structural integrity of the particular building that got affected. And I think also the team from SAPS, I'm informed that they've also been reported to that from the forensic point of view.
Let's just come through what went wrong. Can you confirm if the fire hydrants were working there, yes or no?
Okay. What I can confirm is that when the emergency personnel arrived there, what they did discover was that there was a particular fire hydrant that seemed to not be working, but then they were able to locate a nearby fire hydrant that they were able to connect to, and for them to be able to supply water.
Which is why they were driving up and down. Which is why they were driving up and down, moving between between the buildings.
There are two processes. The driving up and down was what they did when they got on site after assessing and realizing that there's one of the fire hydrants that seems to have a challenge. They then implemented what is called the shuttling. They were shuttling the water up and down, but immediately they were also able to locate a nearby fire hydrant that then they were able to also use. So they then, while the other team was shutting down, the other team then was able to connect into the nearby fire hydrant to be able to use. What I also can confirm with you is that when we checked with the Department of Infrastructure Development, which is responsible for the inspections of your fire hydrants and so forth in our hospitals, they confirm that the last inspection, they do inspections twice a year in terms of inspecting the infrastructure there and the fire hydrants as to whether are they still in good working condition, are they still functional. The last inspection on site at Charlotte Matlake was done last year in 2020 between October and November. And when they did that inspection, there were no findings, which meant that at the time when they did the inspection, the report was that the hydrants were in good working condition and they were functional. So something probably would have happened between that time and now. And I think that is part of the issues that will then be looked into as part of this investigation.
All right, we've run out of time. I would have loved to chat to you some more about this, but I appreciate you coming on. Mudaladale Modiba, who's the head of communications at the Department of Health in Gauteng. If you have a loved one who had to be evacuated as part of dealing with that fire, the number to dial is 0800-228827. We've also got 0800-428-8364. Those are the numbers to dial if you want to find out any information about a loved one who was evacuated from Charlotte Matlake.